Time for the Did You Know Show, first one of the last day of the month. Yeah, something like that. First one last this week. It is the last of day month. Of July, and we'll get into August. August.
August is next, Noah.
August is next. Look, I don't know how to count. Whatever. So we got August coming up. But anyways, we're going to get into the Did You Know Show, okay? And we're going to learn something new. And Cody's got something for us first.
Yes, I am first today. Noah, this is about Barbie.
Oh, Barbie and
Yay,
Ken.
Yay, Barbie. Yes. Okay, so Barbie throughout her lifetime has taken on more than 200 different careers. From astronaut to firefighter to being a pop star, Barbie has shown not just girls and women they can be anything, but has shown everyone they can be anything. Barbie is known for her fashion-forward style, glamorous gowns, iconic swimsuits, and fabulous pajamas. Barbie's also a superhero. But speaking of Barbie being an astronaut, she has been to space multiple times.
Oh, has she?
Yes. In 2022, just last year, Mattel sent two dolls into orbit to celebrate with the National Space Station for Mission Dream Star. And in October of 2022, astronaut Samantha Cristoforetti, sorry, bear with me there, took her look-alike Barbie to the space station. So this means Barbie has been the first doll to ever reach space.
Here you go, Barbie. Barbie.
All my Barbie lovers will love that. They will appreciate it.
Old Barbie.
Hey, didn't you have G.I. Joe or
something? Barbie plastic. It's some fantastic. Something like that.
Anyways,
I grew up with G.I. Joe, yes.
Okay, house full of boys. I had a G.I. Joe, too. I had a G.I. Jane.
Never even had a sister, so Barbie never existed in our house.
Oh, I was a big Barbie lover back in the day, and I still am. I'm a huge Barbie lover.
Obviously, I caught on to that.
I'm obsessed. Okay, now.
Obviously, you must have went and watched the movie, then.
Yes, twice.
Okay, there you go. All right, so mine's actually, you're going to actually really like this one, Cody, because you like space.
I do love space,
like
you know
stars
that.
And
yep.
things. So here we go. This is pretty cool.
Okay.
So did you know the dog days of summer, you know, the hottest days of summer, we call it's actually not named after dogs or anything like that. It's actually named after a star named Sirius.
Oh, cool. That is so neat.
I'm going to just read through this too because relatively long. So y'all buckle in and be ready for this.
Buckled and ready to go. Let's go.
So when things heat up around July and August, which we're currently in, and we just got over the hottest week for us so far, just ended, you'll inevitably hear the word dog days of summer. This doesn't actually have anything to do with canines laying around panting because of the heat. It's actually a phrase because of the star Sirius, which is the brightest star in the night sky. It's nicknamed the dog star, and that's because it makes up the eyeball of the constellation Canis Major, which is the Greek word for greater dog. So that's it's a constellation up there. It's the eyeball of the dog.
That's cool.
In Greek mythology, Canis Major is said to be a hunting dog, which belongs to a legendary huntsman, Orion. And so this is going to be a hard word for
You're
me to say.
You're doing great.
Cosmologically, that was how you said that. Look at me.
Cosmologically
speaking, the relationship is very fitting because the three stars that make up Orion's belt point directly to the dog star in the southern sky, okay? So that's a little backstory on it. So what it refers to is on the calendar from July 3rd until August 11th, the ancient Greeks and Romans believed that the dog days occurred when Sirius, the star, appears with the sunrise with the sun. So we actually don't see that star during the summer because it comes up while the sun's up. And they say because of the luminosity of how bright that star is specifically and the sun, it causes the heat to be extreme, which nowadays we obviously know that's not true because the stars are way too far off to actually affect our climate at all. But that's what they thought it was a long time ago. And that's why they call it the dog days.
That is really cool.
Another
that's
little
like
fun
perfect
fact.
For what we've had lately.
Just was hot.
That was perfect.
In 13,000 years, most of us won't be around. None of us will be around by then. But in 13,000 years, did you know that star is actually going to rise in the winter instead of the summer?
Wow.
Because of how we rotated an angle.
That
in 13 years, it's not even going to that terminology won't even exist or make sense because it'll actually come up in the winter nights instead of the summer days.
Wow, that is absolutely fantastic. You told me I would like that one. I do.
Very
that
intriguing.
One's good. Yeah, no, it's good.
Kind of get your mind running. So you learned about Barbie and some good old plastic that is fantastic.
Yes.
And some stars in the dog days of summer that you never knew, because I definitely didn't know it. And if you knew it, then you're much more intelligent than anybody else in this room. So congratulations to you. Thank you for tuning into the Did You Know Show, and we'll see you tomorrow.